Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 173, and today we're talking about illustrating from experience. Thanks for joining me today. Do you like to use illustrations? Do you like to listen to people who use illustrations effectively? I think you do. Jesus did, didn't he? He used lots of illustrations, from the farming world in particular, to the creation, all kinds of things. He talked about building a house, and I would say when he spoke about building a house on rock, not sand, I think he was talking from his area of expertise, because he was a carpenter, or indeed the word in the Hebrew doesn't mean just carpenter, it means someone who builds things of significance, including possibly even houses. So he knew what he was talking about. And when someone knows what they're talking about, you feel an added sense of authenticity and power in their illustrations. And using all kinds of illustrations is a good idea, whether it's from a story you heard from somebody else or from the news or something from history, that's all fine and good. But what happens when you use an illustration that's connected with your area of expertise? You say, well, what expertise? Well, stop for a moment. Let's actually stop and think just for a moment. What is at least one area of expertise that you have? Think about it. Think about it right now. What's one area of expertise you have? You don't have to be the world expert, but you have greater expertise than the majority, probably the vast majority, of the people to whom you regularly speak. What would that be, I wonder? For me, primarily it's in the area of music. I did a degree in music. I've had a lifetime of singing, performing, and playing the keyboard. There are some other areas in which I have some expertise, but that's probably the main one. But what is it for you? It might be as simple as baking. Well, I say simple, not that I can bake particularly well, but it might be sewing. It could be to do with drawing. It could be, I mean, there are so many things. What is your area of expertise? Now, this is important because I believe that illustrations are the secret missiles of speaking impact, and the ones that seem to have the greatest impact are usually those which are connected to our own areas of expertise. The best illustrations are those which pack the right emotional punch to clarify and reinforce your point such that people take action. And it seems to me that the ones that pack the most punch are often those connected to our areas of expertise. Now, I'd like to illustrate this today, and the reason it's on my mind is because of something that happened at church yesterday. We had our biannual allotment service. One of our members, Joe Cronier, has an allotment, and we have a church service on the allotment in the spring, sowing and that kind of thing, and one in the autumn, harvesting, reaping, and so on. And we thoroughly enjoy it. All the kids come, we harvest as we did this time, cook things on the allotment, have a wonderful time. And we have a church service there, and Joe is our speaker each time because he's in his zone of expertise right there on his allotment. And I'm going to give you a one minute clip of part of what he did on Sunday. And you will see him illustrating a biblical concept in his area of expertise. So watch the clip now, and as you watch it, ask yourself, what are you noticing? What are you seeing about the way that Joe uses the illustration, the way that Joe, in a sense, inhabits the illustration, the way that it just comes across? What do you notice? So here we go. Watch Joe, and then let's see what we learn.
Grafted into Christ. This is a pear tree, but all fruit trees are grafted, meaning the top bit is different from the roots, right?
Yeah.
It is there, you can see it's connected, all right? Now, this root here determines what happens above it. I see Christ as my rootstock.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Joe did such a good job on Sunday. And let's see, what did we learn from this? I suggest at least three things you probably noticed, as I did, and you may want to add to this list. So if you do see more things, please drop a comment in the comment box below so that we can learn from each other. But here are the three things that I noticed. First of all, did you notice to use this illustration with the tree and the rootstock, do you see he did not need any notes? He doesn't need anything to remind him. He knows what a pear tree is. He knows what a rootstock is. He knows what he wants to show us. He doesn't need notes. A sign of a good illustration, and one of the blessings of using an illustration that comes from your area of expertise, is that you could talk about it all day. You don't need notes. You don't need anything like that. So that's the first thing. You don't need notes. Secondly, he was able to communicate the illustration whilst staying engaged with the people listening, with us who are listening. I felt he was engaged with me whilst at the same time showing us the tree, knocking off the pot, showing us the rootstock. I felt engaged. And this is something that happens when we talk about using an illustration from our area of expertise. We're so familiar with it that we don't have to think so hard about it that we then lose our connection. This happens sometimes, doesn't it? When you're using an illustration you're not too familiar with, or it's a bit complicated to get across, you have to concentrate so hard on thinking through the illustration and communicating it with words that you lose the connection with the people in front of you. That's happened to me many times. Whereas when it's an illustration that trips off your tongue, that you're so familiar with, you stay connected. And Joe did that, not only with me, but also with the children who were still in the service. That's the second thing I see. And the third thing I noticed was how comfortable Joe was all the way through the illustration. He's totally comfortable. He's in his comfort zone because he's in his zone of expertise. So he's holding the tree correctly without even thinking about holding it correctly. He's knocking the pot off. Did you notice the expert way in which he chops the pot off? That shows you that he's a real horticulturalist. But he does that without even thinking about it. He's comfortable. He's holding the pot. He's putting the pot back on, sliding it back on. He's got all these actions down pat without having to think about them. He's comfortable. And of course, the more comfortable we are as a speaker, not complacent, but comfortable in this way of knowing what we're talking about, then the more that we're able to read the people we're speaking to, connect with, stay engaged with the people we're speaking to, be one with them. Not just delivering some words and ideas, but sharing them. And Joe really shared that illustration so powerfully. If you want to watch the rest of his talk, go to the Watford Church of Christ Facebook page, or the YouTube channel, or the website, thewatfordchurch.org, and you'll see the whole sermon there, along with the rest of the service, if you'd like to watch that. So here's what we see. We see that Joe, right there, is not needing notes. He's able to communicate the illustration while staying engaged with the listeners, and he's at ease. He's at ease during the use of his illustration. Three compelling reasons to use illustrations in our areas of expertise. So watching Joe on Sunday, I sat there enjoying it, but then also thinking, do I use enough illustrations from within my area or areas of expertise? And in particular, as I mentioned earlier, music and all the sections, if you like, subfields of music. I could talk about playing the piano. I could talk about practicing the piano. I could talk about singing. I could talk about practice singing. I could talk about singing in choirs. I could talk about conducting. Where's my conductor's baton? I could talk about that. There's so many different ways I could use illustrations of conducting, unity in a choir, biblical concept of unity, using your gifts, beautiful melodies. I mean, there's just an harmony and chord structure and structures, and there's so many things I could talk about very easily. And I wonder if now and again I just need to stop when I'm preparing a lesson and think, hang on, which of my areas of expertise contain an illustration that would really be relevant and powerful for this particular topic? What about you? What about you? Do you use your areas of expertise enough? Sometimes I think that we become so familiar with our areas of expertise, we don't see the potential impact they could have using them in speaking and preaching and teaching. So there's some thoughts for us today. It's not that all our illustrations should come from our areas of expertise. That would become too narrow, but at least a good chunk of them should, I think. And I think our listeners would appreciate it because they would know that it's meaningful to us. So what is your area of expertise? How have you used your area of expertise in some of your lessons? What illustrations have you used? I'd love to know. Or if you haven't thought about that, then why not in your next talk, your next lesson, use something from your area of expertise and then report back here as to how that went and how you felt about it. Our community would love to know. We need to learn about these things from each other because we're learning best when we're learning what? In community, like a choir singing together, perhaps something like that. Anyway, I need to go and think about my illustrations a bit more. But I do pray and hope that this has been useful to you. Leave a comment, pass the link on to anybody you think might find it interesting, and leave a review, hit the notification button, subscribe button, and let me know how I can help you and serve you more. Any topics you'd like me to cover. Well, thanks again, and I do hope that you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care, and God bless.